Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Mr. John available?
Yes, this is me.
Sorry, Mr. John, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. So I got an email from my office that was letting me know about your process going to trying to get the waiver, the home care waiver.
Right.
I am the enrollment specialist or liaison that they contact when they have difficulty getting it done, because I've done enrollment for over 10 years. I have some contacts within the county and things of that nature that we could expedite your process. So looking through, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Before, because I want to get on the phone with the enrollment broker with you to get the detailed information. Now, I'm not sure if anybody in the office, have they been contacting the enrollment broker with you, or have you just been contacting county?
I've just been contacting myself.
Okay. So what I do
and
is I just
got off the phone with them.
You
and
did,
it's the same story.
One?
Oh, we're trying to send it to the county, but we're having trouble. I said, well, listen, the county called me today and said, I got till February 3rd to get this information in. I got all my banking information together. It's going to come down there to the county.
Right. So let me ask you
it's
this.
It's them holding me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get them on the phone.
And you're in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
Okay. Worst county assistance office in the entire state. Easily. Parkside.
Yeah, the worst. I agree with you. The worst in the entire state.
Yeah. So a couple of things.
The worst county assistance in the state. I'm telling my wife what you said. It's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
The worst. Nobody wants to work. No accountability.
They have about 20 to 25 county assistance offices in Philadelphia. Only one does the home care waiver, which is Parkside Avenue, which doesn't make sense because we have twice as many current consumers and applicants as the other four counties combined that make up Region 4, right? So this was 6-7 years ago when they said this, and before they introduced Community Health Choice, this new Medicaid thing for the home care. It didn't make sense then. They were supposed to install two more offices a year ago.
Yeah.
One downtown, one in the Northeast that also did long-term care. It never happened, right? So because they're backed up, they're behind, they'll give you a deadline and say, we need everything by this date, usually within 30 days of them receiving your file from the enrollment broker after you went through the getting a doctor to say you need it and also having PCA come out and do the Fed assessment to say you need home care. That's when the county assistance office, they have 30 days to say yes or no, right? Issue is, if the county assistance office, they're not sticking to the 30-day, their time period. About a year ago, they increased their own time and said, oh, we have 45 days. Mind you, this was never documented.
Okay.
They said they have 45 days, but it was never truly confirmed. They just started making up their own time frame. The issue that I've also had, because I've talked to council people, state reps, congress people, is that I'm trying to find out who is holding this county assistance office responsible for not meeting those deadlines. So even the meetings I've been going, you know, and inquiries and emails for the last over 12 months, they still had, like, everybody's aware of the issue, but they still have not held them accountable. There's a couple things that we can do, what I do, and that's why they reached out to me. So I do have some connections there. That's number one. Number two is this. If there's been multiple attempts and the county assistance office is not responding, I do have what they call a researcher in Harrisburg that is employed by the enrollment broker. And that researcher, whether it's one in particular I talk to most of the time, but they can somewhat expedite the process where they directly contact whoever is the income case manager for your case. The other option is if that we are running out of the response time and everything. The other thing what I do is your zip code, I'll contact the state rep in your zip code and then include them on emails going forward to see if they can assist. Because now what the county assistance office does not want to do is to have state representative offices advocating for you, because now they're really on the hot seat. Okay. Now, some state rep offices are more responsive than others, point blank period. Some of them actually want to help. Some of them will try to pass the buck on to somebody else. Even if that happens, what I usually do is I'll get the email, whoever's the office manager and or state rep, and I'll include them in emails with the county assistance office. So now the county will see, oh, they have some political backing.
Yeah.
So they can actually see the follow-up or lack thereof from the county assistance office. So I do want to contact, I know, you know, you've been contacting. I do want to contact them with you on the phone, reason being I just want to hear exactly what they have.
Yeah, that way you can hear exactly what they're telling me over and over.
Yeah, because I want to be able to record, so I know, I want to write that stuff down and know exactly what it is. So we're going to call with me on the phone. Of course, you know, the whole drill, they're going to ask you who you are to verify information, and then we're going to let them know I'm on the line with you, and then they're going to ask you, is it fine for Aaron Jenkins to be on the phone with us to discuss your information? You'll say yes, and then going forward, I can ask particular certain questions.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
That way you see exactly what I'm going through.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to find out. So let me get them on the line now, and we'll start this. All right. Let me get them on the line.
All right. Thank you. They will. Turned in a slip 2 weeks ago. Yeah. The county said they don't have it. He said it's the worst county assistance office in the state.
Independent enrollment broker. To continue in English, 1. If you are an applicant or ICE representative, if you need to send applicant information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Aisha. I apologize for the inconvenience, but we're currently experiencing high call volume and would like to offer you a call back within 24 to 48 hours. Will you accept this call back?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a couple pieces of information from you and get it over to the correct team. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
John Kroll, J-O-N-K-R-O-L.
What's the last name again? You, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. I hear kids. J-O-N-K-R-O-L.
K-R-O-L?
Yes.
All right. And are you the applicant?
Yes.
Yes, he's the applicant.
Okay.
Also, there's somebody else on the call assisting, the enrollment liaison assisting Mr. John in the in the process. And my name is Aaron.
Okay, Aaron, did you want the call back to be for you, or did you want it to be for John?
Well, I'd like the call back to be for me, and I'm going to include Mr. John once called. Mr. John is going to make me an authorized rep on his case so I can assist going forward.
Okay, and how do you spell your name, A-A-R-O-N?
No, it's actually E-R-I-N.
And then your last name, I'm sorry?
Last name is Jenkins.
Jenkins, gotcha. And then does John have a Harmony ID already or African ID?
I'm not sure if Mr. John has the Harmony. I'm sure he has a Harmony ID, but I don't know what it is yet.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You do? I'm ready for it if you have it.
I got it. 114-2884.
Okay, and then a good callback number for you, Eric.
267-551-7412.
Okay, and lastly is the reason for the call.
Reason for the call is to get an update on the status of his application, as well as wanting to find out everything from the physician certification form and the Fed assessment. Was that stuff completed? And then to find out what the county assistance office has entered into Compass or reviewed. Just want to see overall where we are at with this process.
Because the county is going to get the census and medical form from you.
Okay. All right. So I just got this to overflow. I don't have the answers. I wish I did. I'm just working the back office, and I'm helping at the call center. But I will get this over to the correct team, and that team will give you a call back to Aaron at that time, and then I guess you can link him in, and they'll be able to answer all of your questions and give you status updates, okay? I just send that email over, and hopefully they get to you sooner than that 24 hours that they said, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I hope you too have a very wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
She got
thank you.
She got out of there quick. She got a tweeter too.
Okay. So now I
see. If I'm getting is they're saying that they're having trouble sending the medical form. The county doesn't have the medical form. That's what they keep claiming. I took it, I sent it in 2 weeks ago, and if you punch my Harmony number in on the automated system, it says I'm approved.
So, right, and that's what I was reading. So I was even reading to the point that a service coordinator coming out. So I already looked in, it's a database called Promise, which is basically the DA, Department of Human Services, shows your Medicaid, Medicare eligibility. They don't have a waiver approved. You do have Medicaid because it looks, because I'm looking at it, you do have Keystone First as your Medicaid insurer, but it's not listed as you having the home care waiver. So there's two different things. You can have Keystone First for your Medicaid, but you don't have the Medicaid waiver for home care, right? So it's two different things. So when I was reading the notes on it and they said a service coordinator coming out, that didn't make sense to me because you wouldn't have a service coordinator unless you had a waiver, and you don't have the waiver in there. So somebody got the incorrect information or related to you incorrectly. Now, what I don't understand is why they're saying they can't take any calls, because I'm assuming everybody's working from home. So that really
doesn't make sense. She had her kids running. She heard you were on the phone, if it was just me, they'd tell me, we're having trouble sending it to the county. But we're on.
So where that doesn't make, you know, and where that's bad information that they're sending out is because the physician certification form doesn't go to the county, right? What happens is the doctor's office, because the enrollment broker faxes it out to your doctor. Then the doctor will then fax it back to the enrollment broker. All the enrollment broker has to see is whether – if the doctor put on your form that you are what's called NFCE, which is nursing facility clinically eligible, and they also checked off long-term care. The doctor's form is only one page, and all you have to do is fill out your name and information on there, your demographic information, and check off NFCE and check off long-term care.
That's what they did. I think they put short-term, though, 12 months.
If they put short-term, then you're on hold. You're denied. And we have to get – if they put short-term care, that will stop the process, because then they're going to say you're not eligible because it's long-term care. So if the doctor puts short-term, that be the issue. But we need the enrollment broker to tell us that.
I'll tell you that right now. I got the form right here. I'm looking at it.
So they checked off – all right. So on that form, you got long-term and short-term. They checked off short-term?
Yeah, 12 months or less. I got it right here.
So that's what's screwing us. That's what's screwing us. Right then and there. Yeah, and they should have been able to tell you that.
It's not long-term care. You keep connecting me to all this long-term. It's short-term.
Yeah.
By the time you figure this out, I'm going to be healed.
Right.
I had somebody fly down at their own expense and been taking care of me. The hospital wouldn't release me unless I had somebody here with me.
Right.
Because I'm going to open heart surgery. By the time you're done messing around.
So that's what happened. The doctor must have, if it's checked off short-term care, doctor filled it out wrong. And that's what's screwing you, because the county's not going to approve you, because both the Fed assessment from PCA and the Fed assessment from PCA and the physician certification form must have long-term care. So this is the long-term care waiver. So they have to. Now, there are some ignorant doctors out there. Like, I had a doctor from University of Pennsylvania one time tell me a couple years ago, it should never be long-term care. It should always be 12 or less months and then a review of their status. This is my thing. What if there was somebody that was paraplegic, non-reversible? You're going to tell me you're not going to. So according to this guy, this particular doctor, he would never check off long-term care.
It's obvious.
Right.
It's obvious so, long-term.
Right. So it sounds like to me, from what you're saying, it sounds like if the doctor right now is true. So what we would need is, and I'm going to wait till they call us back, because I need to hear from, see what they put in there, because sometimes there are exemptions to the rule. But I need to hear from Maximus, because they should be the ones to say, exact, this is the reason it's on hold, because it's checked off short-term care. And if that's the case, what we can do is we'll reach out to the doctor's office and get an explanation. And if they're not willing to redo, because what we'll do is we'll just have Maximus send them another form and let them, and or tell them, say, hey, this was filled out incorrectly.
Right.
And we need it done over. But if we get explanation from the physician who filled it out, and they're truly believing that you don't need, that you need short term and not long term, then we look for another doctor.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. I'm going to wait for that call. Hopefully they call back today and not tomorrow. And as soon, because I'm going to work. I mean, I'm snowed. I'm in Philly too. I'm all the way up Mount Airy, but I'm snowed in. My car's not getting out unless the city does something drastically. Because I park in the back. If I parked on the street, which I should have done, I'd been able to dig myself out, but I'm in the back, and there's no way I'm getting out.
I'm next to the post office, and they're digging out right now.
It's
freezing out. I just opened the door, and I can't go out in the cold blue because of my lungs.
Right, right, right.
If I'm running around getting all this information from the bank, I did it, and 5 years from Social Security, come to find out the form's filled out wrong. Now, I have a teleconference with Temple today with the doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell Dr. Susan, because she filled it out, and she went and had the surgeon sign it who did the open-heart surgery.
Okay.
So you got to do it over again. Whatever needs to be done, you people need to get on their job.
Yes. Matter of fact, when you have that teleconference, we had a teleconference, yes. If you have the ability, well, they're probably not going to put you in because of HIPAA, but you let them know that the physician certification form was filled out incorrectly. You have short-term and not long-term care, and because of that, they're holding my home care waiver. I can't. It has to say long-term care. Could you please fill it out again and fax it to the enrollment broker so I can get the services needed for me to be home?
Okay. I wish I had another form. I just take it to Temple.
Well, they have enough, and they can go right on the website. They can go right on the enrollment broker's website and download the form. Trust and believe, they're very familiar with this process.
Okay.
You'll be surprised how many doctors went through medical school, got a doctorate, but don't have common sense.
Long term, okay.
Yep.
All right, I'll have to do it
long-term
again.
Care.
Yep, and do the form over if I need to, because something got to happen here. She's here at her own expense. She's been here 2 months, going on 2 months. And I've been sending back and forth there. And the enrollment brokers send the people out. Nobody caught the short-term care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Talk about not doing your job. The form's right in front of you. They've been in my house twice, and nobody's seen it's checked short-term. I mailed it in twice, and you still don't see it's checked short-term? How did they not know?
Yeah, we'll work on that. Matter of fact, if you get a chance, if you can, and if I can answer during the time, because I got 19 people they sent me since I'm working from home today. I mean, this week most likely 19 people that they're having trouble with. So when they get to the point where they can't, where they're my office and in the headquarters, when they get to the point where there's nothing being done, then that's when they call me, because I do a multitude of things with Family First, and they basically when it gets to the point they can't do anything, that's when they call me. So obviously everybody that sent me, including you, are high priority cases. So I will be, at least today and tomorrow, I will be home. So I'll have the ability. Now, I may be on the phone if I can't answer, and I can't receive text messages on this line. It's only inbound and outbound calls for my work line. But
I got your number already, and you gave it to her. So.
I'll do
the conference today, and then I'll let you know, what was said and done.
Yeah. And what time is the teleconference?
12:30.
12:30. All right, 12:30. That works. All right, I am going 12:30. All right, I'm going to try to not take any calls.
Actually, she canceled it.
You said you canceled it?
So I got to call and get a new appointment.
All right, okay. Get the new appointment. Yeah, get the new appointment, let me know, and I'm going to put on my calendar whenever your new appointment is so I can be available if they call. And, of course, if the enrollment broker calls me, I'll merge you in.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Sure.
You're the only one doing anything.
Yeah, well, that's why they call me.
Yep.
So we'll handle it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Mr. John. I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you, John.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.